Okay, welcome back to the Cinema Underground. We're four dudes be talking about four movies all the time. And last week we talked about, last week was part one of Korean thrillers. We talked about Bluebeard, which was a fun romp into the psyche of a loser. And we talked about Bedeviled, which was a fucked up romp into the psyche of a woman who is habitually ignoring the horrible things going on around her and the women that have horrible things happening to them.
Yes. Welcome to episode 8. This is an even numbered episode where you will notice that we are slightly more drunk than every odd number episode.
I wonder what that's
preceding
about.
This one.
It's true. 8 also happens to be my favorite number.
It's Jeff's favorite number. It's going to be a crazy night.
It's a good number.
Yep.
It's going to get weird.
Literally had 8 shots of tequila.
8 shots, baby.
Nope. Right, maybe 8 beers, though.
Butt chugging. Maybe butt chugging.
Okay.
Oh, let me just introduce quick.
Okay.
First, we're going to be talking about Hawaii Monster Boy, 2013, June, Hwang, Jang. Or if you're actually from Korea, it's Jang, June, Hwang. And yep. We're also going to be talking about Memories of Murder by June Ho Bong.
This is Jeff.
2003.
This is me.
This is Jeff's pick.
And Andy's
pick.
And Pat.
I'm Mark.
And then Mark, the
Kitchenator. We do have Mark here, too. All right, why? A Monster Boy was, as
why?
Pat said, made in 2013.
But why?
It's basically... The plot synopsis is... a kid gets abducted by these 5 criminal gangster men. And they raise him to try to... For what reason? That's sort of why.
I think the reason is because they are a bunch of lonely criminal men, and they want to have a son.
Yeah.
That's what it
seems
like.
Well, you don't know that they abducted him at the beginning.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
That's revealed later.
But they're lonely.
Yeah.
They're lonely criminal men, sure. But eventually, it basically turns into a pseudo-revenge flick for the kid finding out that he was kidnapped as a small child and used for ransom. And has mental issues seeing monsters.
That's why he a monster.
Probably because of...
raised by his abductor.
Because of the way one of the fathers abused him, basically.
Yeah.
Locking him up in the basement and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
incidentally how my parents punished me. But
right,
I don't ever see monsters.
A monster boy.
But they also...
Monster Boy.
So they put him... So his name is so...
Right, it's a tree.
And they put him in a box and they put the tree on top of it.
Exactly.
Right.
This group of criminals, for some reason...
No, that's a different...
Is like an... what do you call it? Tree place. A treeary.
Arborist.
Arbitrary. That's what it's called. they are all into trees, and trees keep coming up
as a thing. The day goblins, right?
The day gobs. Mm-hmm. Day goblins. Cheddar goblins.
Cheddar goblins.
We'll go back. We'll go into time.
We're not out.
Just dropping a hint. We're going to have a little Mandy thing happening.
Yep.
Because we all saw it.
So wait, no, the junipers are the main thing that they grew, but then the Hawaii one was that one tree.
That was the special.
That was the one.
The special tree that was like his coffin. Almost.
Yeah.
The little baby coffin. Basically, the kid takes... As the movie goes on, the kid tries to develop normal relationships with people, and he ends up killing his own parents. He kills his own dad.
But also,
it's very sad, but he doesn't know that.
No, not at first.
He doesn't know that.
He figures it out, though.
He figures
it
out.
In the house
and he takes on a vicious, vicious revenge.
So
against all dads.
Against his parents and against the Korean mafia.
Kill all dads.
Just 10 dads.
Right, so we're skipping over a lot. So the way it starts out...
I was just doing a plot synopsis.
Yeah, man.
Jesus
Christ.
All right, so the way it starts off is that you have this kid. He's maybe 16, 17, like that. And so he lives in this house with 5 other dudes and this one chick. And the dudes are involved in some pretty heavy crime.
Yeah, what are they called? They're a group.
The Day Goblins.
We've already said this.
We've established
that's the Day
Goblins now.
It's the Day Goblins.
All right.
Hold on. Is this another different?
It could be
different subtitle. Translation.
It could be. Yeah.
Could be.
Was,
you saw Daybreakers.
Yeah.
Interesting. I got Daybreakers as well.
Day Goblins was the one I saw.
That's weird.
Whoa. That's a weird interpretation.
I think Daybreakers makes more sense because they explain the reason because they do their
they
crime.
They do very big crimes.
They do their crime
right
day.
In,
yeah.
In the light of day, is hiding in plain
well,
sight.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense with goblins,
so goblins,
because goblins don't like light.
That's true.
Says who?
Fuck, but these guys like
Tolkien,
don't mind
motherfucker.
Light. Yeah, Tolkien.
Wait, wait. Oh, all right. Well, before we get into the movie, let's go over some things. The director, Hwan... Okay, assuming you're Korean, is Hwan Jang-jun. It's his second film that he ever made. The first was Save the Green Planet in 2003. And this was his first... this was his second film and was made 10 years after that, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He made quite a... break, and he got apparently a bunch of investing firms from France and other places to do this, won numerous awards, made a lot of I don't even know what currency they over there, but he made like $16 million in
fuck.
U.S. terms, which
well,
is pretty
fuck.
Good.
Wow,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
I have,
English...
I have some numbers on The Devil, and the budget was like 700,000.
Yeah.
And they made like 1.1 million.
Oh.
So this is like a $400,000 profit.
Right.
Not much, really, in terms of films. But I mean, in terms
in
of
this
independent
case,
films.
If they
maybe.
Made like 16 million.
I don't know what
profit,
they spent on it.
I mean, it, I feel like the Korean film industry is probably, I feel like 700,000 for Bedevil. 2010. Yeah.
Right.
I feel like that was like on a lower end, a lower budget, but like 16 million, I feel like there's got to be at least four times with the budget.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the budget of Bluebeard was, but that was like a commercial film. It was probably well financed.
Yeah. I mean, and that was last year.
Right.
So, yeah.
And also, there is an English remake in the works.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
English.
What? English.
Not American.
Spider-Man's
not doing this.
American.
One.
American. In English.
Oh.
An English-speaking movie in the works.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Does
apparently
this movie really deserve all that?
I don't know.
I enjoyed it.
It was,
I definitely enjoyed
it.
It
was cool.
It would certainly settle.
I don't enjoy the intense
so
fanfare.
I haven't even watched the English remake of Oldboy.
No, I haven't either.
I
Spike
haven't
Lee
either,
did,
but
I
heard it's not good.
It doesn't look good. It's a fucking remake. It's not good. It's not going to be good. Don't bother.
Or this Cinema Underground fucking podcast group here.
We're shutting it down right here and there, guys.
It's like, what, American Oldboy? Fuck that.
No,
none of us have seen that. None of us have seen that.
I'm just, everyone has said it's not good. I'll watch it.
I have no interest in watching
it.
Because I already
saw
it.
I'll be like, alright, sure.
You want to watch a dumbed down old boy? No, I don't even want
to
watch old boy.
30 movies to watch just because of this podcast.
Well,
I don't have time for remakes and shit.
I would watch old boy again.
Except
maybe
Sorcerer.
Yeah.
Which is a
remake. It's been a while since I've watched that, so I'd watch it.
Maybe a Nosferatu remake.
Well, old boy? Oh, yeah. Well, the Nosferatu remake was put on by Werner Herzog, which at some point we should do a new German cinema, but moving on. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's about it that I have from that. As far as the director goes, there's not a whole lot on this. Well, there is, but I haven't really worked it because I'm a lazy bastard.
That's okay, baby. We all watched it, and we all have
let's
ideas.
Let's progress through with like a synopsis. So the thing is that I really like about this is the way it reveals what's going on. So because you don't know that, so what's the case is that they kidnapped this group. They kidnapped this kid.
The Day Goblins.
Yeah, Day Goblins. They kidnapped this kid and for ransom, right? And but you don't know that, and then. So they go to, they're gonna kill some people, and they're killing some people because they want them to. There's just, and everything is just wrapped up in this really tight. It just suddenly starts getting revealed, and you just don't know it. But it's like bam, 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 bam. All right. Mm-hmm. So they're a criminal group, and they're paid to go and kill this couple that's living in this house that this other dude. Who has a development company? He wants to develop the area, but they won't move, right?
Right.
You're gonna add something?
Okay. No.
So
that's it.
So they're gonna go kill them, right? And then they bring Hawaii, and then the one dude who's like the main leader And he's like, yo, you gotta shoot him. And then he's like, I don't wanna shoot him, I don't wanna shoot him. Then he freaks out and fucking shoots him.
Like 10 times.
Like shoot 10 the fuck times. Out of him. And then, so, but he finds a picture of a little boy. And you look at that fucking picture, and it's like, that looks like that fucking actor.
They definitely right. use pictures from his own child.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. And then, so his surrogate mother...
Yeah.
His crime.
It was actually his orphanage. It was right. the woman who worked in an orphanage. Like, yeah.
Like well, the bitch that all the dudes abuse that he calls dad.
Yeah.
Just 10 like, dads. Oh, it's a picture of you. Oh, my right. God. And he's like, no, that's not a picture of me. That's a picture I found at these people's house.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And they find
no,
out.
She's like, no, that's totally you.
Yeah.
And he's like,
and that's when it yeah, starts. That that's is when totally it starts clicking for him.
Yeah. That is totally
he me. Finds out that they stole him. Yeah. They kidnapped him.
Yeah, which was a little confusing for me at the beginning, because in the beginning of the film, it's clear that they're keeping him in a box. And I was like, okay, this kid's been kept in mind. And it's clear that it's Hawaii is that boy later on. And I was like, but... And I was trying to figure out, like, well, is it just a random kid they're abusing? It took a while to figure out exactly what had went down.
It was
for me.
It's entirely right. ambiguous. Yeah. You know, but it's like a little foreshadowing or something. Right. Something like
yeah.
that.
And let it be known they're grooming him throughout
the,
his childhood right. to be...
learning any weapons. To kill my criminal.
He has all sorts of lockpicking.
His crazy fucking driving skills.
He has certain skills, let's put it that way.
And all the parents
have certain skills.
Yeah.
All the different parents, all of his different dads have different,
right.
different...
Which is very much like a 90s sitcom. Like, level of fucking plot work. Like, oh, so he has 10 dads with all these different personalities. They're all giving him different skills. He has 5 dads. I'm being hyperbolic saying 10. So he has 5 dads. He has, like, the goofy, cute dad
who's the drunk, driver.
Who's my
the
favorite.
Drunk driver.
He's clearly
he's
the best
dad. Dad
he's the most dad-like.
He's the one who actually,
maybe just
like,
the most like my dad.
It seems like he actually loves him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the two dads that actually seem like they love him, but you don't even find out. I think
the one he kills first.
The one he
that
kills
three,
first.
Okay, there's
is, yeah,
three
the
that
criminal,
it's clear that
the
they
mastermind,
are interested
man.
In
no, you think the mastermind, you think he loves him as well?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
he bought him he bought him the
he,
art school.
In some weird way.
The art school
yeah.
diploma.
But no,
and
actually,
mastermind.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the guy, or who I think is called Sute, who is the he's the guy who spares the blind man. He's a freak. The monster. The one who says he killed...
Yeah, the main guy, the leader.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, he's the leader, right? Okay,
yeah.
That's what you're talking
no,
about. No,
the
right.
leader's actually the very charismatic, suave guy, which is the first... person why he kills.
That's what I thought of the guy behind the computer.
Yes. I don't know, man.
He
might be a little up
he's
in
the
air.
One who actually gave a shit because he bought him... He
right.
forged a passport. He bought him...
Right.
He was the one that cared
the
most.
I'm gonna call him the leader. I think the other
you know
guy,
what?
I think the last guy is the leader.
I'm gonna redact
the last guy is the
here.
Leader of the group.
The group.
But the one that he killed first is the most fatherly.
Yeah.
He's most fatherly. Yeah. And he also, he just seems like the most... Thought, like he's kind of the head, the guy, the head,
yeah,
the mind behind
the
shit.
There's this one guy, he's a drunk. There's the one guy who laughs all the time and like
yeah.
the fucking maniacal laugh.
The crazy,
that
he's
crazy.
He's fucking crazy.
Who
does all the
knife him,
work,
right? Mm-hmm. Who obviously taught him the close quarters, the
right?
Then there's the other guy who like doesn't really have much of a personality. There's like that one random guy.
The detective, he works for the police.
Oh, does he? Is that?
Is that one? I don't remember that.
Wait, what's
what?
Okay.
No.
There was
that's
the first
not,
guy.
Oh, that's not the
that's
dad.
Not
no,
one
that's
dad.
A different guy. No, it's the other guy who didn't really have much involvement in anything, except he was there sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Was
you don't.
I don't
remember
the guy who was
no.
more,
there were so
there was
many
two
dads.
Dads that weren't that memorable. One of the dads is the one who was like, when he was like taking a piss and the dad walked up and was trying to take him to a warehouse. So
right,
that's one
right.
kind of thing I'm like,
right.
maybe.
I was like, is that okay
and then,
to do?
And he's also the same dad who's most, he's the quickest to want to turn on Hawaii and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same sense, you can find ways in which all the dads care about Hawaii and see him
yeah.
as a son. But there's definitely a hierarchy to how much that is. And then there's clearly very different ways in which they all care about him.
Yeah. Well, I think, really, I think there was three that actually had development with,
yeah.
in relationship with Hawaii. And then I think there was a two that really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
And then I think one of them was the detective, or did he... No, one of them wasn't a detective,
no.
but he like had some in with them. I don't know. Anyways...
I mean, are you
they
thinking about?
So.
Are you guys all like talking about the guy who was like, when the detective came and looking for, you know, like,
no, not the
rare
real
trees.
No. Yeah, yeah, no, I, never mind.
Not
there was a guy who was
him.
Ingratiated in the police force. There
yeah.
was a knife man.
Yeah. Okay.
There was okay.
Wait, he was
so,
fighting the police force.
He had an in with the police.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless
right.
he wasn't a dad. Okay, there was the evil long-haired guy.
I think he was the fifth dad, was he not?
Yeah, he was the fifth dad. Yes.
Right, that's so what I'm saying. That's how they all got it.
Yeah, yeah, one had a connection with the police force, one was the crazy laughing guy,
right.
One was the driver, one was the leader, one was the actual father.
The shooting man. The shooting gunman. Long-haired gunman.
Yeah, that was the leader.
Yeah. No, well,
I don't see it that way.
He's the fucking leader. Stop. I don't see it that way. That's fucking bullshit. He's telling people what to do. Especially in the beginning, when they first go to that one guy's house, he's telling people what to do. He's giving the orders.
He's definitely the biggest hard ass, but
he's the leader.
It seems like he might be the de facto leader because he's the biggest tough guy.
It's not like an
but it's not hierarchy. Structured that way.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's not the one talking with the Seung Incheon people.
Yeah, but that guy, that's just him, that's just logistics. This guy in the inner circle, he's telling people what to
do. Well, that's because he's the scariest motherfucker.
In fact, that guy who's talking, the business leader, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. he's talking with Incheon or whatever, he's talking on the phone with the other guy who's telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right.
So the father guy, the one who's the most fatherly, he deals with the business side of things, a public business shit.
Right.
Well, I think, clearly Jeff and I are interpreting that as the leader. But the other guy has more power just in sheer force.
Well, because he's telling people what to do. So that's why I'm calling him the leader of the group.
I understand that. And it's because he's stronger and more intimidating than everybody else. Which is, you can...
arguably more vicious.
Yeah. And he's also the one who... Here's an interesting thing.
The only person who struck a woman in the movie.
Right. But he's also the only person other than Hawaii who saw a monster when he was a kid. And then he raped a girl and beat up her boyfriend or cut off his leg.
The monster went away.
Okay. The monster went away.
And then so
you're thinking like, okay, there's a clear connection here because they both see a monster. But then you're thinking he also was the one who wanted to lock him in the basement. So maybe he didn't as much. He inherited, he put the monster on the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his monster.
Yeah.
But, so segue back into this. So you mentioned how...
So he was probably the most fatherly.
Yeah.
So I
thought he was very fatherly.
The drunk driver man was probably the most fatherly.
He was my favorite fatherly. And he actually has just genuine love.
Well, yeah, he has some sort of genuine love thing going on.
Right. I would say, me saying that, like, just because he had displayed genuine love, I would call him the most fatherly.
Right, that's my opinion as well.
The showdown at the mines there.
Yeah.
He was just like, I don't care who the fuck he's killing. I'm gonna
try
and help him.
Yeah, and he does. And then here's the thing about him though. He's also Hawaii actually seems to see him as the most fatherly too, because he actually tries to save him. And when he was about to fall, he does call him father.
He didn't mean to kill
him. Right. No, Hawaii didn't mean to kill him. He was trying to save him, and he dropped him because
he didn't want to kill him.
Yeah, but Hawaii, as he was falling or just before, he calls him father, which at this point he knows very well this is not his father.
Yeah. All right, so I want to discuss the way the plot develops so it's clear. So, there's this leader guy, that I'm calling the leader. You find out that he Hawaii's main actual real father, who he killed, he's missing a leg, right? And then, so this guy, the leader guy, what's his name?
Sukte, I think.
Sukte?
Yeah. Who looks like the guy from Old Boy, but I didn't see him on... I didn't see that.
No, it is
him?
I'm pretty sure, man.
I could be wrong, though. He's also in this Chaser movie. All
right, so Sukte. So he was in an orphanage.
Chaser is by Kim Ki-duk.
Is that the Old Boy guy? The Revenge Trilogy guy?
No.
Okay.
No, Park Chan-woo.
Park Chan, yeah.
Right. But the...
Park
Kim Ki-duk is
Park Yong-woo.
Highly respected dude.
All right, so this is where really this film comes together for me, and I think it's just a lot of these Korean thrillers is there's something, and then you don't know, and then just things start, the pieces are laid out, but you don't know how they connect, and then they just come together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, who's the leader guy, who I'm calling the leader, one of the fathers, he was in an orphanage. And he took out the leg of Hawaii's real dad.
Okay.
He got rid of his riding leg. So
that was Hawaii's real dad, the woman who was raped by him? So maybe Hawaii was his real son.
No.
Oh, wait. See that scene? You didn't see the scene?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me... This is important.
No. I thought of this. I've just... Okay.
Okay, well,
the girl who he raped is the girl they kidnapped, and that's the one who lives with them.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, okay. There's a flashback in which Suk-tae talks about his youth, and in his youth, when he got rid of the monster, he did so. His friend had a girlfriend, who his friend
right.
loved. So he
right.
raped his friend's girlfriend and right. cut and off his friend's leg,
why
and then later...
And
why?
Right, and took her and... Yeah, no, that was the girl.
No, they did.
No, it's not right.
Yes. No, I'll explain.
I don't
lie.
It's Im Hyung Tech's wife.
No, I'll explain why
yeah,
you know this.
That's right, it's
Pat,
his wife. It's
let me
not.
Give you, can I explain why you know this?
You can for a second.
Because they... When the police officer comes, he goes... Oh,
you were all in school together.
You were all in that orphanage together when he's
yeah.
talking
yeah,
to her.
I know. But
so she was just some other girl that was there?
No, she was the girl who was taking care of Hwai when he was abducted. They say that.
Yeah.
But why would they have her?
But she's not
there
the girl
already.
That Suk-tae raped when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
It's not the same girl.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the same girl. It's that guy's
I don't
wife
know.
Is probably
but
the girl.
But why would she already be chained there if they didn't know if his... Bail.
They
all
no,
they
managed, say they
all
say
met
that
each other
no,
in that
listen,
orphanage.
Well, maybe, but listen, Hwai was abducted at the exact same time as the girl who's his surrogate mother in the home. They
so
abducted
they
both of those
knew,
people.
So they just knew that the
they didn't know anything because they didn't know that girl.
What?
She no. came she they got that girl from when they abducted Hwai.
But that girl was in the orphanage with them.
Okay, let me explain.
They didn't know the girl.
But they wouldn't have just taken her just to raise the kid.
Well,
because they would have...
They
no,
kept her to raise
no,
the kid.
Because the guy
yeah.
was...
The motivations are
the
not part of the equation
stuff.
Because we have no idea what those are. They're just fucking pieces of shit and they just do shit like that. But so, explain to me.
I'm explaining it. This is very clear. Okay, so there's a flashback. Do you remember the flashback of Suk-tae when he was a teenager?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Okay, do you remember when he rapes the girl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that girl is his age. The girl in the house is like 10 to 15 to 20 years younger
no,
than him.
No.
Yeah, she is.
No, you like, can't so, fucking say that.
Yeah,
no.
That's bullshit. She,
no,
looks, she looks pretty old.
She looks old, but she's not. Not in the way the story
Whatever.
Is described.
No.
Well, I'm telling you the way the story plays out.
But no, she's
like,
in
oh, this is the girl.
But she's in the orphanage.
She's the same age as the man.
She's
got to be
the
same age as the man.
That's why you know she's...
She's not, though.
The cop...
Because they're all fathers... And she's the mother, and they're just like, yeah, you're our fucking bitch.
But
you're
I remember,
what the fuck
but
we
I
say.
Remember very specifically when they're talking about how Hwai was abducted, that he was in the care of that woman, and that's how she ended up there. They do say that.
Okay, that doesn't discount
so,
what we're
okay,
saying.
Okay, so he raped
yeah.
her earlier and then later abducted her.
Yes.
No. All right, he
yeah,
raped her,
that was...
and then she got a job as a nanny and abducted this kid.
I mean, we can look it up.
That was,
I
don't know.
I can look it up.
That was Im Hyung Tech's girlfriend. Because he was like the...
Yes.
Okay.
At the time.
So then that makes her
his
wife.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because, yeah, so if
that's
not his wife. That's
gotta be.
I mean, I'm not
going
to agree
because there's some sort of relationship
to
there between her and Im Hyung Tech, the guy.
Okay.
Why is the real dad?
We're going to pause and I'm going to look it up, just to be sure.
Okay.
I want to know that you're right before we go. Okay. So I looked it up. I couldn't find anything to verify it. The only way to verify it would be to go back, watch the rape scene, and see what the girl's name was. If it matches the girl in the house.
Oh, wait. Let's do
her.
That right now.
Do we want to do that right
yeah.
now?
You can do that.
Okay. I'll be real quiet.
And what Mark and I were just saying is that it makes the most sense that the girl who was raped was later became the guy's wife, because he marries her anyway.
Right.
Why would the girl who was raped not become the guy's wife and then later
the
be brought into the
scene.
House
it was
to
like,
raise the kid?
Because
like,
they
oh, yeah.
After.
You
it's
raped.
A possibility. They could
it's,
just
oh,
it,
it's certainly a possibility.
Because
it just doesn't make the most
crazy,
logical
like,
sense.
They're right. Maniacally,
because
like,
the main father guy, we don't know his name, but when he goes to kill Hwai's actual mother in the hospital,
yeah.
like, to actually kill her in the actual hospital that she's actually in,
right?
Because that... is important.
Wait, he goes to kill her himself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when yeah. he does kill him, yeah.
Right. That's when they have the flashback of the school.
Yeah.
So, that makes me think, yeah, he raped her, and the guy that they had Hwai kill was the popular jockey guy.
Yeah.
That was dating this girl, and, like, she was raped, but he was just like, all right, well, you know,
yeah,
we're still like wholesome, and I love you.
Right.
And like,
that's one option. Another option. I mean, it's clearly that the father is the boy whose girlfriend was raped. I don't necessarily
yeah.
think the girlfriend
Wait, the father
was.
Father is the boy.
What? The father is the. Okay, the girlfriend was raped,
yeah.
and then he gets his leg cut off. The guy who's her boyfriend. And that guy is later turns out to be the guy whose house they want. Is that not right?
Yes.
That's,
right. Of course. Yeah.
So that's right. But we don't. I don't think we necessarily know who the girl who is raped is.
Right. We don't. We're assuming. We're thinking.
I don't. I think it's weird to assume that it's the girl who they later abduct and takes care of Hawaii.
Right. It is weird. But then I remember just we were watching it, and I was like, "That was like that's." There's no way to assume that. And then,
well,
then
no,
they start going on.
Well, no,
and I was
think,
like, okay.
Think about that in like the logical term, like. They rape this girl and they abduct this girl and then they kidnap this other girl's child.
Yeah, who's the child of the guy who was initially of
right.
the boyfriend of the girl who was raped.
Right, like why would they
because
take him at all?
Why would they, why does this one guy have such a vendetta for this other guy?
Well, because the main guy owns the, he runs the orphanage.
Later. Imhotep's father ran the orphanage.
Yeah.
He completely
and
fucking
he was apparently a Nazi.
And he just continuously doing it. Took his leg off, stole his child, fucking ended up fucking killing him, kills his fucking wife. It's fucking psychopath.
Yeah, he's definitely a psychopath, but
there's no like logical motivation. Are you, did you find it?
No. It's a very long movie.
Well, just go to the later third of the movie.
Yeah, it's like the kill scene, right? Yeah, here you go. Right here.
Yeah. And okay.
Okay.
So we can pause it. Just
somebody's
like
getting
this.
Diddled. Okay, we're gonna pause. Let's all get back in our seats here.
Right, you're right.
Okay, so.
All right.
Yeah. So you have to. Okay. So at any rate, I don't
believe
that it's
be
an
so
option that the house mother, the fake mother, was the woman who was raped in the scene. I don't think it was anybody. It was the random girl the guy was dating, or it was the real mother.
Yeah.
Because he tells her the story of him raping this girl. He might be telling it to the girl that he raped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The only reason I think that's... Yeah, that's why I think that actually might be plausible.
You think that's what happened?
No.
I think that might have happened.
No. I'm saying that's... To me, just watching that scene right now, the way she's freaking out when he's telling her and he's recounting that experience.
Right.
And she's, like, kind of freaking out.
So she was
so
the one that was raped.
Well, it's like maybe she was there because she's, like, kind of freaking out, you know?
Maybe she was there.
Well, as if she was the one who was raped.
That's what I think. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I know. I'm saying, like, that to me, just rewatching that scene and seeing her freak out makes it more that
oh, okay.
more plausible
okay.
to me.
It's
but
plausible.
Otherwise,
it's
no,
not definitive.
There's no definitive.
So it's not definitive that in the movie Im Hyung-taek may not be a wise real
okay.
father.
Let's put it yeah. Let's put it
that
this way: if and you have to go out on a limb here. If the woman he's describing this rape to is actually the woman he raped years earlier, and she ended up having a child with that guy who was the boyfriend, that would be Hawaii. Which I mean,
right.
you have to play with the timelines a little bit. I'm not exactly sure how it plays out. But if that's the case, then the real father might be the rapist, which is...
Yeah. Which is... What's his name?
Right. That's definitely...
Sute.
Hinted at or is a possibility. And if it's a... That's a solid plot, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because he shoots the guy...
That's a solid plot
10
if
times
it's not
who's supposedly
case.
His father. Like,
right.
it makes a certain amount of coolness sense, but it doesn't make a lot of poetic sense that he would shoot his own father 10 times, unless it wasn't actually his father.
But he was deceived.
He thought it was his father at one point. He was deceived in general. But in reality, the real father...
What should have been his father.
Yeah. But his mother may have been the girl who was raped. Yeah, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I don't know.
Yeah,
it doesn't say
he was the man his mother wanted to be his father.
Right. And it could be... I mean, the way he's talking to her, he could be saying like, oh, he could be using the words like, I raped a girl he liked, knowing
you know
it's her.
It's gotta be that he's the real dad because he's the only victim that
right.
he shows any remorse to
exactly.
whatsoever.
That's true. He has no remorse for it. And the kid, I know I said earlier that like he kind of enforced it on him, but the kid also has hallucinations of a very similar fashion.
Yeah.
And we know that kind of psychosis is inherited, or can
mm-hmm.
be, or people think that it's probably inherited.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a certain amount of sense here. And I don't think it's ever wrapped up. I don't think they don't ever tell you that that's
right.
what happened, but
yeah,
you
yeah.
can definitely get that.
Mm-hmm. Which makes me think that there's some dialogue that's a little lost in the translation.
Maybe, or they purposely kept that out. So you
right.
so you would have to wonder, because you could have to be like, okay, maybe it's just he just raped a girl that the guy liked, and later that guy met another girl who he had a child with and became the head of the organization.
Right, right,
and he
right.
said, fuck this guy, I'm going to abduct him.
But,
and the one, you know...
Yeah, I don't think the 2013
yeah,
South Korean film people would be thinking of trying to confuse American audiences like that. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's a good movie. I think they can say it's structured well.
They could be trying to confuse everyone, specific audience.
Yeah. And that's actually a really smart move, your average good Hollywood filmmaker would have either A, made that very clear, or it wouldn't have been a thing.
Right, yeah. Like,
so, if you're a good filmmaker, maybe you want to leave that a little bit ambiguous. Yeah. Which this definitely is.
I like ambiguity.
I prefer ambiguity because life is ambiguous.
Yeah.
It starts fun arguments with your friends.
We stopped the podcast and watched the movie again, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not arguing, you're not friends. I think that's a fact.
Yeah, but fuck you.
It's just like the homemade guns in the movie, it's indicative of, the ambiguity and weirdness.
But if we want to play with that idea a little bit, it's such a weird idea that he's, playing father to a kid that's actually his son. That's so many levels and layers to unpack. It's so weird.
And he may not even know it.
He might not even know that. That's true.
In fact, he doesn't know that.
Right, for sure. Yeah. Wow.
That's dope.
Still, the pervert dad is the best dad.
Oh my god, he's my favorite dad. Did you know that dad?
I taught him that.
Okay, this is actually relevant to the podcast here, but the guy who plays the Jin Woong Cho was the main guy in Bluebeard. He plays the goofy dad in this, the main character in Bluebeard.
Okay.
Oh, wow, yeah, he is a lot smaller.
Yeah, he is. He's like chubby in this and has like red cheeks. That's why I didn't know until like now that it was the same fucking guy until I really looked at him I think that's the Bluebeard guy. Yeah. Because I clicked it and then Bluebeard came up. So. And he said he usually plays gangsters. That would be an example of him playing a gangster.
Well.
I mean, if you want to call that a gangster.
No.
No, the goofy dad.
The driver.
Their driver.
Right.
Kite.
You got driver dad, you got laughing dad, you got...
That's all the dads you need.
Crazy dad, you got...
right. You only really need one.
Swear allegiance to a dad. No. But yeah. I mean, I like the idea that Suk Tae might really be the dad, because for a lot of reasons. One is it kind of alleviates some of the guilt on Hawaii, who as the main character, I naturally want to like. Right. I don't want him to have done something like that, and I like the idea that it was all a ruse, and he didn't actually kill his own dad. Mm-hmm. He just killed some guy who his dad knew, but he never knew that. I mean, I like the idea that he has this revelation about who his family is, but it leads to another revelation that one of those motherfuckers was his real dad the whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting mystery shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, hard-boiled detective novel shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these talk about hard-boiled detective novels, specifically Bluebeard, where he reads a lot of mysteries. So, boogers. Boogers and jam.
Yep. A lot of people online, they really rave about the acting in this movie. Now, I don't know
really
if I'm
hard
missing
for me to
some,
tell.
Yeah, it's hard for me to tell in foreign films whether the acting is good.
It seemed good to me.
Right.
I will say that.
Right.
But
maybe
so did
a
the
little
acting
over
the, devil.
The top at times, but I guess that's good acting.
Yeah. To me, the best acting I've seen in any of these movies.
Right.
I don't want to talk about a movie we haven't talked about yet because it definitely has good acting.
Well, duh.
But. Never. Bedeviled seemed like, I mean, just probably just because of the subject matter, just because it's so emotional, that seemed like really good acting to me.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, so the woman who played Kim Bucknam in Bedeviled did win a lot of Best Actress awards. But it does seem like a cultural thing.
It
seems like, I don't know, it comes off as overacting.
In which film?
All of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think that's the idea with Korean thrillers is they're generally over the top.
But I feel like to an American audience, like some of the portrayals of characters seem like overacting.
Yeah,
and like those are the things that
definitely
seem to win. Like,
apparently won four awards for Best New Actor.
Who is the best new actor in Hawaii? Was it the young, I imagine.
The guy who played Hawaii. The kid, yes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he was definitely, and I mean, I can tell that he was a good actor.
Yeah,
that's about as far as it goes. I can definitely tell that him, and the range he portrays in this, like, between being, like, confused, being just like a kid who has 10 dads and is fine with it, and also is dealing with schizophrenic symptoms, or, you know, it seems like he has a wide range of emotions he portrays in this.
Yeah, seems good.
Okay.
Good movie.
So, at this point, do we want to move on to Memories of Murder?
Yeah.
Memories of Murder. Okay, we're in the final quarter of the, Korean thrillers.
It gets really sloppy now.
It's getting sloppy. Things are getting sloppy around here. We're on our last movie, which is going to be Andy's pick. He's going to introduce it for you.
Memories of Murder.
Yeah, Memories of Murder.
Murder.
It's a movie. 2003. So, so this is based on like a real events. So Korea's first serial murders in history, which took place between 1986 and 1991, and this is basically that.
And it's say first recorded serial murders.
I think you can assume that there were, just like in America, there were serial killers before the 1960s and 70s, but we didn't record them.
Yeah.
We didn't consider it that.
Oh, man. What was it, Andrew Fish? John Fish?
Oh, Albert Fish. Albert Fish. He loves sticking
that
things
was
in his
way
taint.
Earlier
in
the 60s.
Yeah, you're right. No. And H.H. Holmes as well.
So there was a
Jack
total of 10 similar murders.
If you like Jack the Knife.
And around the same area in South Korea, between October 1986 and April 1991. And they used a lot of the details from the killings, such as the killer gagging the women with their underwear. And just so they found bodily fluids, but then they didn't have the technology at the time to analyze it. And so in the movie, they say they're sending it to America. In reality, they send it to Japan. And
makes sense.
Yeah, yep. I think the statute of limitations on this case was ended in... It was like 2003, and then the Korean lawmakers actually extended the statute of limitations by another few years, which ended in 2006. So they've never caught whoever. Who's ever committed these murders?
Wait, so they got the DNA, they just didn't match it yet?
They didn't match it because so they didn't match any of the suspects.
Or they did, but they can't.
They can't statute of limitations.
Well, no. At this point, the suspects at the time, eventually they did get the DNA results. And it didn't match to any of the suspects.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You get that in this movie.
Yeah.
You get a feeling that, like, it's not going to match anybody, and everybody's wrong unless you're a girl.
Right. And the police are totally incompetent and corrupt.
You say the police, but the third detective that they get from Seoul there...
Right, yeah. He had an idea
competent.
Of what was going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's sure. somewhat competent. He only loses competency towards the end.
But still.
So, yeah. So that particular police officer, I mean, like I said...
he's the only one who seems competent. The guys who are there, they're like... They're just trying to get false confessions from people and stuff. So they're like not really... They don't really care about catching the actual...
No, they care about
maintaining
the status quo. That's what they care most about. Maintaining career, of course.
Yeah, the career. They want to whatever, you know.
Yeah. Status quo. That's what I thought. I thought it was like... So you get this third guy. I mean, it's these two guys in the small town, and their job is to get people to confess and wrap it up quick. And then you get this third guy who's questioning them. But you don't get any leads from that motherfucker. You get leads only from women in this movie. Only from women. That's what I noticed. Even if they're 12 years old.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys thought about that at all, but I definitely did.
Well, it's sort of perpetuating the good cop, bad cop
thing. Oh,
played on that, like, super fierce.
Yeah, when they introduced those two characters, they made it seem like the main police officer was a pretty good guy. You don't find out till later that he's kind of a beast.
He's like lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as lame as the man in Bedeviled.
No, but I think you find out that his partner is a piece of shit really early on. You find out that he's a piece of shit a little bit later. You find out that third guy from Seoul... You find out that the chief has his own issues.
Yeah, he's ambivalent.
But wait, so why exactly is the guy who's from Seoul a piece of shit?
I didn't say... No, that's not it. He's not a piece of shit. You don't find out that he's... I wouldn't describe him as such. But you do find out that his powers of of objectivity are limited.
Right.
How so?
In the end, he thinks that it's that one guy who, for a little while, I thought might be a tranny because I was thinking they're all women. Maybe the killer's a woman.
Oh.
But it wasn't. That wasn't a thing. It would have been cool. I thought maybe that the one killer that the guy from Seoul suspected might be a transvestite. They took a semen sample from the guy I'm talking about. It doesn't fit. But he gets so embedded on the idea that this is the killer, he starts to forego the normal, the idea that he wants to figure out who it is and he needs to check every single detail. He's like, I'm not checking any more details. I know this is the guy. But then it turns out that the semen doesn't match.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something there.
Yep.
Well, right. At the end of the movie, doesn't match.
Yeah, that's what I think. I don't think that they were supposed to figure out who the killer was in the movie. I did think it was interesting that every time they got a decent lead, it came from a woman, be it the police officer woman that works with them, even those two little girls the police officer when she was
with the outhouse.
With the outhouse. I mean, it wasn't the killer, but it was a significant lead that brought them somewhere.
Yeah. That is interesting.
Right, they were, because they weren't finding any hair matches, they were saying that, possibly it could have been a monk, because apparently shaved their pubic hair, which is very strange.
Right. Well, right. I mean, according to...
Is that a thing?
No, it's not a thing. They're just...
Like, was that just them being ignorant? Isn't it?
Right, it's like, who shaves all their hair off?
Monks. Oh, so they shave it off their head, so we're assuming that they shave it off their bodies. It's a little cheeky joke, I get it.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Right, because somebody was... Maybe it was the guy from Seoul. That guy who was like, there's no hair anywhere. So
right.
He probably doesn't have any hair.
Yeah.
I thought that was the fat man.
Well, he's not the one who said that. There was the other guy, the corrupt one.
The good guy cop.
No, the bad one. The good one. I mean, his partner's the good one. And then he was like, must be a monk. And he's like talking to the
right,
police
right,
chief.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Right.
But he always has those little quips. They're not even quips for him. They're quips for us. But it's like he has these ideas of who the suspects might be. And they're always funny. They're always he's always just like shooting bullshit.
Look me in the eye.
Oh, I can tell.
That was funny.
Lying.
Right, because when that first came up, when he says this thing like he's a shaman, he throws that out there. He's like, I just have a shamanistic intuition. And at first you think, like, this guy's cool. Like, this is like a Philip Marlowe character. Like, he just knows. And you figure out, this motherfucker doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
He just tells people that because he thinks that he knows. Or he wants to believe that.
But then, years later, it's like, you know, you stayed up all night playing video games. Look me in the eye. Tell me you didn't. I can't.
Right.
All of this is sort of tantamount, apparently, to the civil unrest that existed in the 80s. The military apparently killed like 600 students in a peaceful protest.
No, it wasn't students. It was 600 civilians. It was over several weeks or something like that, or a longer period of time. Yeah.
Whoa, fuck, 600?
It was like, it's kind of crazy, though.
Fucking crazy.
Right, and of course this is a perfect backdrop for serial killers to fucking take advantage of.
Yeah.
And to also exploit the weaknesses of public law enforcement.
Yeah. For government. It's there.
Right.
This is mirrored with the public reenactment of the murder.
Right.
You know,
they have
to do a public reenactment of a murder
it's
with some
shit.
Transvestite.
Exactly.
Fucking
it was one of them. They made dress up like a girl.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, you're playing the girl. And he's like, fine, whatever. But the whole reenactment was, of course, got fucked up because the whole town is there watching. And it doesn't work out because everyone's interrupting the shit.
Everybody knows everybody else, too, because it's a small town.
Right. It's interesting that they initially wanted to blame the retarded man. That was like their go-to. Like, probably was the mentally retarded guy. Then they bought him knockoff Nikes.
Right.
Like, sorry about that. Here's some Nikes.
He's still gonna hide in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah, he keeps falling out of the closet. It's sad, though. I mean, it's sad that they do that to him, and it's sad that he, like...
Like,
I mean,
that
they
was
make,
the state of Korea,
right,
then?
Yeah. All the false confessions and them just,
right,
like,
exactly.
pulling them out of people. And
that was the and they measure shoe sizes in millimeters, which is something
right.
I didn't really understand.
They're smart.
Right, they are smart.
They're not following the king's foot.
Right, the king's
foot. Why is this a foot? Because this is a king's. This is foot, man. It's the. It matters.
The size of the king's foot.
Mm-hmm. He's got a nice foot. We like the foot. The Foot Clan. From the Munich Turtles. But yeah, so... Okay, I thought the last character, the last suspect, was an interesting character. Because he didn't admit to anything. He was actually fairly clever. And there was the whole thing with the song. And someone was requesting the song, and they figured out it was this guy. And every time that song came on, somebody got murdered. Somebody
right,
wearing
right,
red,
right.
usually in the rain, but not always.
The girlfriend.
But, like what you said, he didn't ever admit to anything. And they got everyone who was obviously... who was a suspect. They tortured people.
Yeah,
and
they
got him to admit
people.
To him, and they tried to do that
yeah.
to him, and he didn't do it.
They
yeah.
kind of portray the chief as a guy who's kind of better than his peers, but the chief comes in at one point,
and he's an idiot,
holding the rope, saying, "Did you hang up by his feet yet?" And he has the rope, and he's ready.
Oh, he knows what's going on. He condones it.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
He's the one that gives.
And he threatened theory. Death on the two officers if they fought in front of him.
Oh yeah,
yeah, but
that's unacceptable.
That was like an empty threat, though. He's not
it was,
yeah.
but it was still
that. Still,
that was unacceptable to him. But treating people like this was not. Yeah, and there was the whole thing with the detective from Seoul says, "I don't eat burnt meat," when they're trying to get him to eat. I don't know what that meant.
Because he's like, well, because he's like, because the other guy's like trying to assert his dominance or whatever, and
right.
he's like, you should eat your meat before you speak. And he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
he's just coming up with some reason why he like, he's not trying to eat that.
I don't eat burnt meat. I thought there was like something to it, like
either.
Burnt meat is like bullshit. Like I don't swallow bullshit easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me the real meat. The real man meat.
I'm gonna start saying that when people are like,
"I don't eat burnt meat."
Saying some bullshit
fucker.
To me, I'm gonna be like, "I don't eat burnt meat, man."
Yeah,
don't swallow burnt shit.
Don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with burnt
I
meat.
I ain't swallow burnt shit.
There was a lot of
bitch.
Criticism
right.
of like Seoul as a nation, maybe South Korea as a nation. Like there was something like, I remember one of them said at one point, "Our land is the size of my dick." just like. In one sense, he's saying his dick is gigantic, and another, he's saying that the land is very small.
Right. And then also, because, like, Asians have small dicks, so...
I don't know if that was... I don't know if they think that. I don't know if they were going at that stereotype.
Well,
he was like,
part
I
of the
am,
equation.
Man, it's definitely in there. So small. His penis is so small. But, yeah.
I'm gonna not talk here.
But here's the thing. If that was a part of the equation, then it's like... That
yeah.
means Korea's
that
really
extra
small.
If it was, which I also
the biggest
considered.
Dick Jeff has ever seen was Asian.
The opposite is true. Anyways.
I've seen...
That's interesting as well.
That's part of it, man.
But they had great... they did not have great boots for face kicking.
No.
They had those designer, like, pointy-toed boots, which are not great
okay.
for that.
I don't know, since we're talking about boots and shit, can we just say, I don't know if that detective, Park Doo-man, which is his name, the main detective from the province, who isn't the sole detective,
right.
he makes the footprint himself, doesn't he, that he's claiming
yeah.
is the footprint?
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Okay. So he's very much framing.
Yeah, he's faking
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
he's faking everything. They're trying to get fake confessions and... Yeah, they just don't... They don't really care. I don't know if this is, like, an actual thing that's really taken from actual events. But, yeah.
Well,
guys,
I wouldn't dism...
No, I'm talking about the being, like, really corrupt like
I
that,
would not
but,
put it past them.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, sure. But, yeah, they clearly do not care about, like, due process and justice.
So
and
it kind of
like
tried
that.
To touch on something like this before, where this movie takes place in the 80s, and... I feel like the rest of the movies take place in like a more contemporary time to when they were filmed, at least.
Yeah.
And so this movie is the earliest of the movies, 2013, 2003, right?
I'll tell you right now.
This is 2003, and I think
2003. This one, yeah. So then the next movie was Bedeviled 2010, and then it was 2013, 2017.
Yeah.
So the movies, the years these movies were released. So I feel like this movie portrays a South Korea that is kind of like alien, like to like us in our way of thinking, our paradigm, our where we grew up. Like, so in the 80s in South Korea, it was like, oh, these are the police. They can fucking smack you in the fucking head and like,
that's fine. Might still be able to do
it's
that.
Like,
yeah, I mean, they do that here too.
Really, it's like.
It's just like a totally different era. And I feel like they really portrayed it very well.
Yeah.
And like the way people just treated authority figures.
Yeah. And also from the lens, because this movie was made in, what, the early 2000s, you said?
Right.
From the lens of when StarCraft was like their like primary for the sport.
When was this? When was StarCraft the primary sport of South Korea?
2003. No, maybe not. But it's their primary esport. That's for damn sure. 1999 is when StarCraft was released.
Yeah.
So Brood War was coming out in 2001. Yeah.
What was the guy jerking off wearing panties? I feel like he was just contaminating everything. He was just showing up like, jerking off on like crime scenes. Like, oh, there's also my DNA out here. Yeah.
That was weird.
That was just an interjection.
Yeah,
it was a complication to the case because they were finding DNA, but it wasn't necessarily the right DNA. It was just a guy who likes to jack off on everything.
Right. It's just leading you away.
Also,
let's talk about
what the town is. It's a mining town.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a little shitty mining town. What they mine, I don't remember.
Or
it's iron ore.
Thanks, Andy.
Or not. Yeah, they mine ore.
This is totally unrelated, but Jeff, I forgot your AC was 10 plus con times 2.
Yeah.
Times 2. So if I told you to write down 14, is actually 18.
Okay.
Ruins everything.
Yes.
It does ruin everything.
Oh, okay. It was at 19.
But you can just edit that out.
I might, and I might not.
Yeah, just make it more work for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so yeah. Memories of murder. So when they hung out together at night, they all did karaoke and fucked off pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they really portrayed these guys as corrupt, incompetent. Right?
They were goobers.
Yeah.
They were just police goobers.
And then even the one guy who was the snappy guy from Seoul. He seemed cool, but then you see, like, maybe he's got some... He's not perfect either. You know? No. So no one's perfect, and it really just... It's like a mystery... It's a mystery murder, and it never gets solved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it never does. And then the end of the movie is years later, and perhaps the beginning of the movie, I can't remember. No. At the end of the movie just mirrors the beginning, which Detective Park Duman shows up and... is looking in the same tube that he found the...
And then, wasn't there like a kid saying something? Oh, there was a kid telling him that there was some guy there that he was... And the guy was telling the kid, like, oh, I remember doing something here. Something like that, yeah.
So the murderer is still around, we can assume.
Yeah.
Nothing has been fixed here.
Right. And that was... All right, so the scene... where the one girl... So it was... Was it the girl that, the local hotshot cop guy was fucking...
Oh, right, yeah.
And
I don't know if she, I can
like,
tell
like,
you...
Yeah, I'll go to... I'm gonna go to the factory to meet you right now. And she was killed that night. And the guy... And that was, like, the only...
Didn't scene. I thought he ended up marrying
she
that
killed?
Girl. She killed?
No way.
I thought he marries her.
Hey, that chick that he was like there was the scenes where they
were fucking
the massaging.
Like, yeah, yeah. But anyways, I don't know what the relationship was, but they had some intimate relationship, and I don't when she died, I don't remember her dying. She gave him leads and shit.
Yeah. She was the first person to give him leads.
Yeah.
I thought she was the prostitute.
She gave him the lead on the retarded guy.
So maybe it was somebody else, but like... So it was the girl who was like calling people and was like, alright, yeah, I'm gonna go and meet... Oh yeah, alright, I'll meet you at the place. I thought it was her because she knew about the weird stuff that was going on.
Right.
And like the murders were like focused on women that were like on this road going to and or from the manufacturing facility.
She said that? See that?
Yeah, it was weird. But the night later, she was like, alright, yeah, alright, I'll come and meet you at the thing. And it was raining, and she was walking down that road
right. That
a lot of them were killed on, if not all of them.
Yeah, no, I thought that was... I don't know who I thought that was.
Yeah, walking down that little country road
towards
the manufacturing place.
Right.
And...
Because she was wearing red.
Yeah, she's. I thought she was another random victim. And the person jumps out of the bush there and grabs her. Right?
The time that you see the person, like, he runs up from the side of the road, which, like...
The thicket.
Dumps off into the...
Yeah.
The rice paddy fields or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, runs up on there and runs up at her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in a really creepy sense.
I just thought that was another victim.
And I don't think she died. And then also, I think if they're based on actual facts, or like based on real events, it probably wasn't her, because that means that was someone who was actually related or close to the police officer. So that seems unlikely.
Right.
Who got murdered.
But I think that later on in the movie, he's married and he has a son, right? And I'm pretty sure that's the woman he was sleeping with during the entirety of the movie.
I didn't notice that. But. Right.
I thought that was. Yeah, maybe. All right.
I think that's it.
Wait, which one's your guys' favorites?
My favorite? Maybe Bedeviled, probably.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. I think Bedeviled's my favorite.
It's really intense, and it's just really. I mean, it just feels really real and resonant and important. Yeah,
that's kind of like, I don't know, that's really what I want in like a Korean thriller, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe not as good as... I mean, before I even watched these, like, really the only Korean thrillers I was familiar with was, like, the Old Boy series.
Yeah,
and, like, I saw The Devil. Mm-hmm. And, but, yeah, I really like that one. And I think second, though, really close second, was Hawaii.
Yeah,
I really like that one. Especially, just the way it all unfolded the plot.
I liked Memories of Murder second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say my first is, like, really close between Memories of Murder and Bedeviled.
Yeah.
I'm going to second you on this.
Yeah, Memories of Murder was, like... It was, you know, it was so good. It was, like, so unresolved and just...
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
This could be any of these things, but you kind of know, but you really don't know at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was really
well,
good.
Well, it's sort of the same with
and
Hawaii.
Bedeviled was... I don't like the way Bedeviled ended. I didn't... The ending was...
I would actually agree with that.
Can you do?
The movie could have ended with
what
her...
What else could you do?
The movie could have just ended with her killing everyone, but one girl getting away. And the movie could have ended.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like this extra scene where she's going
like,
to kill
her,
and it's like
she went and like
that's the part that's actually
but it,
he's the most over
the top.
It was
like
part.
She right because she like I've randomly found.
Yeah.
Oh, I came to Seoul too. Oh, she's just getting here now too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
they're
in
trying
the,
to wrap it
we're
up.
We're in
easily.
The same.
Yeah, they're trying to wrap it up, but that to
we're
me,
in the same
too much.
Port.
That's almost like that's to me. I don't even think that's typical of like Korean thrillers because I think Korean thrillers seem to be like really smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my impression. That's more of like a fucking American like hacker slash kind of thing.
Yeah, it's gotta
you know?
Be figured it's gotta be wrapped up by the end, you know. And it kinda did that.
It like, is the grandizement of big cities and American culture. Because that's what Seoul mimics.
Yeah.
It's Seoul. What it did mimic Seoul. Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul. Seoul.
Seoul. Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul. Seoul.
But that's what they, that's what they, that's why they did that. You're totally right about it.
Yeah, no, it was definitely the yeah. No, I agree. The ending was kind of like a Western Hollywood ending.
Yeah, it definitely was.
In the sense that it tried to wrap things up and create a clear character development.
Yeah,
with a problem that still exists. So it's kind of weird to say that that problem in her went away when the problem that she's personifying is persistent.
Yeah.
So I think we'll give that to me. I win. I win this.
You win.
Yeah. I win. Yeah, last Mark week. Wins. I win this week.
Wait. You won, wait, because you said your favorite's what?
My favorite is Bedeviled still.
Your favorite's what? You said Memories of Murder.
I said it was
you
a
gotta pick one.
You said two.
It was a close between Memories of
Murder. No. If we're gonna do it, you gotta
and,
pick one.
And well, I'll just pick mine because I'm trying
yours.
To make the point that I won.
No, I'm picking yours.
You're picking
yeah, you're picking mine. Pat's picking mine. Jeff's picking mine. I'm picking mine too.
Okay.
I picked the best one.
Well,
I
you can pick Memories of Murder and you'd still win.
Technically. Yeah.
I pick whatever the fuck I want and I still win. I'm the best. That's why I win.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
So, next episode, we're going to be doing retro sci-fi. Movies.
Retro sci-fi, yeah.
I don't know if we've picked our... Have you guys picked them? Ish.
We have. I don't know if I want to reveal it yet. I'm not ready.
Three options.
All right.
There's too many good ones to have picked.
Yeah, that's a big genre. We're going to tackle it via the best of the genre of all time.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Da 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 da